When was the one that they say that they did the treaty with the aliens? What president was that?
Eisenhower. Now, that was all done through with Paul Binowitz and the disinformation that was given to him by NSA agents that broke into his home and replaced his computer with an NSA modified computer to make him believe that he was in contact with extraterrestrials. That whole myth. Yeah.
Dude, wait a minute. Hold on. So they broke into his house and pulled almost like a matrix on him where he's like, Neo, wake up. And it's like some entity talking to him. Is that legit, bro? That was the NSA that did that?
Yep.
Wow. That's wild. It just shows to what lengths they're willing to go to. Really, it comes down to memetics, if you really think about it. It's about planting this piece of information and from that creating culture. And I mean, from that, we have an entire culture. That map that that I pulled up, this is pretty wild. This is wild, bro. Like, this is the archetypal tinfoil hat American type of thing. So what else has been spread like this, right? I mean, Bigfoot, right? What else? Any cryptid, really? Ivan Sanderson, was he freaking controlled op? And he was writing about all these different things. Ivan Sanderson, which is like, I believe, like the father of cryptozoology, one of the first guys that, right? So he is a founding figure of cryptozoology. And so, and again, here, subculture, described as a pseudoscience and subculture. So it's all about creating this false extraterrestrial subculture and letting people just marinate on there. What do you think their end goal is, bro? Look at this claim that a military officer touched an off-world craft. Interviewee claimed that a named former military officer explained in detail how he physically touched an extraterrestrial's nipples. No, it doesn't say that. Extraterrestrial spacecraft is inaccurate. Imagine it was that. It's like, I touched the extraterrestrial's nipples. The claim was denied on the record by the named former officer who recounted a story of when he touched an F-117 Nighthawk stealth fighter that could have been misconstrued by the interviewee, though the named former officer does not recall having this conversation with the interviewee. Test of off-world technology, an interviewee claims. So they're going and discrediting. I wonder who they're talking about. Are they talking about Grush? Because Grush came out with some stuff, then kind of backpedaled a little bit. And he's the only whistleblower I've seen that has to get things cleared. All right, it's like, wait, I can't talk about that. And Rogan had him on. And Rogan's always the one that talks about Lazar, where he's like, the guy's never changed his story. Right, his story's never changed. Like, this guy's got to be legit because his story's never changed. And it's like how you were saying, once they stick to this mythos or this Bible that they have to follow, if they are or not controlled out, because from the looks of it, I mean, would you say that they're even training people to say certain things and inject more memetics into this ET subculture, and they just keep pumping it? Like, what's the end goal, bro?
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing, is that they could run it the opposite way too and bring some of these people into a classified briefing and then show them a bunch of fake photos and show them a bunch of fake videos, right? And then they don't know that they're continuously perpetuating the lie. And that's what I believe is happening with Dave Grush. I believe that he truly doesn't know. He doesn't know. And he has no proof. He has no evidence. He's just getting up there. And like what I talked about,
none of them do, bro.
The beginning of this conversation, it's regurgitation after regurgitation. All he's doing is getting up there and talking about things that people have talked about for decades now in the community. And he has no more proof than Joe Blow walking down the street that can repeat the exact same thing. So it could be anybody up there. Doesn't matter that it's this dude named Dave Grush. It could be anyone. They could freaking go get a They could go get a homeless person off of the street and have him go up there in front of Congress and dress him up all nice and everything, and then have him talk going on and on and on about UFOs. The only thing that I liked, because I did an entire show on the congressional hearing that Dave Grush talked about, was, which I think it kind of slipped through the entire committee, was that he was talking about the funding for some of these programs. He's talking about how the funding actually happens. It gets siphoned from one program and then put into a special access program that has no congressional oversight. That was the most interesting part of the entire congressional hearing. All the other nonsense has been talked about for decades. You know, and he has no more proof. And he says in the beginning of the entire that he has no firsthand knowledge, that everything that he's going to be speaking on has been told to him through the countless people that he's interviewed. So that's second and third hand knowledge. So he's up there in front of Congress talking about this stuff like he's actually experienced it, like he's actually seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And he
looks like he's on the spectrum. I mean, the guy looks like an idiot. I mean, he, all right. And that's one of the things you're saying, that a child, right? When I tell my son about Bigfoot or Dogman or whatever, any of these cryptids, right? These phenomena, it's like the first thing I'll be like, all right, where are the pictures? Where's the video? And it's like, well, there's none. and it goes back to what you were talking about, you know, a little, that's why it is a cult, right? A cult. It is a sort of warping someone's perception. And it goes back to faith. It goes back to faith, because faith, you don't necessarily have to see it to believe it, right? And it's all about, as long as you, right, it's personal. As long as you deep down inside recognize it, or whatever it is, like, then it's true to you. You know, phenomenology, where it's an experience thing. It's like maybe home the first guy. Maybe he did, right. He did see something, and it was part of a government project or whatever it is. And all these other people that, because there's something about that. I want to believe, like the again that whole thing of belief, faith, wanting so bad that. Any little thing you see, that squirrel looks like a flying saucer. It must have been a flying saucer. You know what I'm saying? Like that flying squirrel, whatever it is. This is really fascinating, man. The when you really start to analyze it, it's like, damn, you know, what else have we been lied to? What else has been memetically constructed through these memetic magicians in the NSA or whatever it is, CIA, FBI, you name it. It's like they can literally, they are magicians. They could quite literally warp people's perceptions and make them see things that aren't there. And they put these guys up front to lead the way. And people eat it up.